we follow the same exercise of this morning, we have again the phrase "who" in verse 6. The context of the chapter is Paul exhorting the Philippian saints to take their cue, take their life pattern, their thought pattern, their life model after the Lord Jesus Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we're familiar with that phrase and probably familiar with this passage. It's often read on the Lord's Day. The thought, though, that we want to sort of focus on for a little bit is starting with that expression, who. We had earlier in the first session, it is God who speaks in Son, whom, and who is. And so our thought is to just focus on the way the Lord Jesus Christ is presented here, who he is, and all of his, the essential expressions that are here, as well as what it was for him to humble himself so that we can get a greater sense of what we're called to emulate. Then the second line is, he was made like unto his brethren, that he might be a faithful and merciful high priest. First reading, we had the great salvation that was spoken by the Lord. And if we kind of look at it this way, we have been recipients of such a grace, such a great salvation. And now the Apostle Paul and the Spirit of God is reminding us of what we're to be doing with such a great salvation. It starts with and emanates from God in Son. And now the Son becomes the model for which everything else is to be patterned after. So the Christian life, which is what Philippians is about, the Christian life is really the life of Christ being reproduced in believers. And so he tells us this is where you're to look. You look to him. We look to him for salvation. He has secured it. He has made it possible. He is the reason for all things existing. He is the end for all things and purpose in existence. And now while we are here, what is it that we're to do? The end of this text, he talks about work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. We received it because of what the Lord Jesus Christ has done and who he is. And now he's set before us as a model, but we're told to look closely at him. This is who he is. And we can start with that first phrase, who being in the form of God. This is very similar to something that we had earlier this morning, but you can never tire of it.
But the Lord Jesus is introduced here, as you're pointing out, because in chapter 2, there were certain requests that are being made to have the fellowship of the Spirit, to have bowels of compassion, think the same thing, and all these requests are being made. But they could not be fulfilled if there was not the perfect example. And so that's what we're introduced now to, in the sense that these features that are to be seen in the Christian company, because the mind here is the mind in you, the mind in the Christian company. What is the mind supposed to be here in the Christian company? It's to emulate the mind of Christ. And that's how the apostle now introduces us to this one, who was also, he says, for let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. He is the perfect example. He's the epitome of what it means to have a mind that was purely the mind of God.
There is no question that, as you have mentioned, Brother Mark, we can never exhaust the subject, because the Spirit of God never does, to contemplate His greatness. That mind, if you know, I know it's not the subject, but what is presented before us of the Lord is a mind of humility.
Mm-hmm.
So that we have been discussing that He's the model. So the model that we need to follow is to have that mind of humility. Not to think of ourselves being somebody, although the example is who always subsisted in the form of God. So the Lord said, it's not robbery, it's not rapine to make himself equal with God. That expression is very interesting. It wasn't a matter of robbing God from anything, because that was the equality from eternity to eternity. It is, as it were, a hint toward what Satan wanted to do. He wanted to make himself equal with God, and thus, in doing so, he was robbing God what belongs to God. But in the case of the Lord Jesus, it wasn't so, because he always subsisted in the very form of God, because of who he is. So you and I, we always have to have this humble mind, although Christ could always think highly of himself, but he set the example for us. It wasn't a robbery. It wasn't something that he's taking away from God. God forbid. Though he was in such a position, now the Spirit of God will bring that mind into fruition of the steps that he has taken down. But I agree with you, Brother Mark, you can never exhaust the subject of the greatness of the person of the Lord Jesus.
Something that jumps out to me and goes back to verse 5, let this mind, it almost seems as if you have a choice. We can make a decision, it would seem, to allow this. Am I right to say that?
And I think that's really important, because when we read that, let this mind, what does that mean? What is that, let this mind be in you? Now, the mind is very hard to define. Mm-hmm. You could define the brain, but you could not define the mind. Mm-hmm. So what is really the mind? It is a faculty or the capability to mm-hmm. think and to discern. Mm-hmm. And that was God-given to the children of Adam. They were given the capability to think and to choose. And you were mentioning earlier the verses that before that, there is a choice there. You could do the things in fighting and in vainglory and in all of that stuff. This is a mind. This is an ability to think and to discern and to do. Or you could have the mind that we're speaking about in verse 5. And that is the capability, the ability to think and to act accordingly. It is important that Christianity does not take man's mind away and tell him to stop thinking. It is no such thing as you just check your mind out of the door when you come and whatever we tell you, that's what it is. Absolutely not. That's not Christianity. That's cult. Christianity, God had given us ability, and he had given us the Spirit of God also, to kind of look into the scripture and discern things. But not only that, he had put before us an example, a model. He said, this is exactly what I'm looking for in a man. And how does that start? Start by the way you think. When you think right, you act right. When you think wrong, you act wrong. So I'm giving you a model of mind, of a way of thinking. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus.